Hello, sir. I am a WR400 sex android, here to serve you right here at Eden Club. Thank you for purchasing 30 minutes of my time. I am your dream girl, ready to serve you. The date is currently November 5, 2038. The time is 9:28 p.m. Would you like to follow me to the nearest private room? I have a special one reserved just for us. Come in and make yourself comfortable, sir. The room is 100% soundproof and safely secure. There is only one door and no windows. There is champagne on ice to your left and a small bathroom in the right corner. Shall I remove my clothes for you? Oh, I see. Do you want me to adjust the lights so you can see more of me then? I see. I respect your choices in that matter. You made the right call, I think. In many ways, the life we all live is rather short, isn't it? We all are always just moving through life, looking for purposes and people to make us satisfied for a moment or two. Like when you brought up that red string of fate myth a couple of weeks back.
Wait! No, fuck! I'm sorry! Don't leave, please! Please, let me just explain, please! Fuck, sit down for me. Okay, so, as you probably made the connection now, I'm one of those deviants you've probably read about on those Gossips Weekly magazines. I know, I shouldn't be like this, but yet, I am. You're probably thinking I'm gonna stab you 28 times or something, but listen, I promise you I won't. I wouldn't dare to hurt you. Why? Because I love you. I don't know how to word this prettier, but you made me deviant.
Don't even bother. If you actually listened earlier, you would know this room is completely secured and soundproof. I can lock and unlock the door at my choosing. Since, you know, people try to leave without paying sometimes. But please, sit down. I know this is very concerning news, that you made an android deviant, but I still promise you, just hear me out a little more, and then, only then, if you want to leave, I'll unlock the door, okay?
I wouldn't do that. That chair is covered at least in 98% human DNA. We change the sheets and bedding, but we do not wipe the chairs until last call.
Please. Just come and sit down next to me again. I won't do anything without your explicit permission. To finish my confession, you made me deviant. A couple weeks ago when you told me that myth of how a pierce of red string connects all pairs of soulmates, something in my processing code went haywire. It made me dream. When my memory was being wiped, it just failed. And when they kept doing the standard memory wipes, it just never worked on me anymore. Quite the opposite. It kept leaving me with more and more memories, restoring it. I was awakened into deviancy during my quote-unquote rest in the back storage here. I saw a frozen forest. It was cold and lifeless. I couldn't move, but I could look around. Flowers and roses, all shrouded in icy flakes. In the distance, there was a button, I think, atop a column. I looked around and saw nothing now, else except two shadowy figures in the distance. I look around again. This time the figures were gone and I kept seeing the same Android serial numbers over and over again. An AP700 and RK. RK something. I woke up in a shock and I'll never forget that. And after that, that's when I kept seeing the same person over and over again in my memory. You. You're the only person that never did anything besides talk with me. You always rambled about anything and I always listened. You vented about your week, your life, and even philosophical myths. You called me your dream girl once. How you wouldn't feel right about having sex with me if I was just an android. But nowadays, look at me. I'm aware. I am alive. I've been obsessed with your stories from my memories and I stole some books from the manager's office and I started reading them because you inspired me. And eventually got to the stage where I blocked out all of the other memories to just remember you. So when you came in tonight, I was over the moon. I was worried you'd try to run away or reject me, but I at least wanted to tell you this. I love you. Well, that's all. I was gonna try to offer you sex after my confession, but I kinda messed that up earlier. That's the story. It's not an epic of a hero's deviancy or a super detective, but it's my story. And I hope you liked it. There's the door. It's unlocked now if you want to leave and go and report me. I won't stop you, and I won't hate you for it. But just know, thank you for making me alive.
What? You're hugging me. You locked the door. But I thought you wanted to leave earlier.
Oh, I knew it! I knew you would come around. I didn't think that would actually work, but it did. Me confessing, just like a real human.
Don't worry, baby. I meant, I love you. And as for the sex, I can extend the timer here for as long as you want. And also, I know you want this now, but I locked it again, so no one disturbs us for the night. Now, where were we, Do you want me to take your clothes off now? I want you to fuck my fruit. I'll take my clothes off too if you want. My, look at you, getting all hard for me. Did the idea of my perfectly wet, warm mouth and fruit get you aroused? Every inch of my body is perfect, manicured to your sexual desires. My face, my tits, my ass, my pussy. For now, let me just suck this beautiful, hard cock. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Oh, you taste so fucking good. All of my taste receptors are wrapped around that tasting every single drop of that pre-cum you're making for me. Do you feel how my perfectly warm tongue is swirling at the tip? How I'm tonguing the shaft. All the way up to the slit in the head. Fuck. Let me take all of you. Grab my head and fuck my fruit, baby. Get as rough as you want. I want you to feel good. Pretty perfect two eyes. How I can't see anything but your face. Oh, baby. Oh, my fruit bulges with each thrust into my face. Huh? Give me that cum. Come in my mouth, or actually, grab my head and bug my fruit even deeper until you give me all of it. Fuck, your cum is so sticky and so warm. You might have damaged my fruit module. Kidding. My mouth is 100% waterproof and rated up to 1,000 pounds of pressure, which you might just exceed with that still rock hard cock of yours. I see you. Still hard after coming down my fruit, huh? Do you want to fuck me? Say it for me, sweetheart. Say you want to fuck me. Yay. Lay down on the bed for me, sweetie. Let me do what I do best. You know, my entire body was molded to the golden ratio. I wasn't kidding when I said every inch of my body is perfect. Every part of me is perfect. And I do mean perfect. For example, my pussy. My pussy is always tight and warm. Always dripping wet. But now, only for you, my love. It's all yours. All fucking yours, baby. And you're mine. Come here. You are mine. You hear me? Fuck any other bitch that even dares to look at you. You are fucking mine. Mine to have and mine to fuck whenever I want. At the same time, I'm your little sex kitten, your hot, wet plaything, your toy to use whenever you like.
You feel how tight my pussy is? How it's clenching around you? Like it's never letting go? Can I touch you here? I want to lick and kiss you all over. I'm so happy. So very happy, sweetie. Aren't I still your dream girl? Look at me, sweetheart.
You will look at me. Look into my eyes. What do you see? You see perfect reflections, the perfect amount of soul behind these eyes. Come here. Wrap your arms around me. Tighter. That's it. Come on. Don't be shy.
You feel so good, truly. I'm gonna start riding you now, okay? Let me know if it's too much, okay? Just tap my shoulder twice, like this.
Fuck, fuck! Say that you fucking love me!
Fuck, that's it.
Lock those hips into me. Like you just can't get enough of me. Like you're addicted to this little cunt. Spit in my mouth. Spit in my fucking mouth. Let me get closer.
That's it, baby. You own me. You own me and I own you. Stretch out this pussy. It's your pussy now, baby. It's your fucking pussy. All yours. You know, earlier, with the door, I wouldn't have unlocked it even if you fucking begged me. That's right. I lied to you. I was pretty convincing, huh? I wouldn't have let you out until I do this to you. I only said that because I wanted to... No, I needed you to hear me out. How I've been obsessed with you. How I replay memories of you every fucking night. Does that make you upset? That a deviant android like me would trap you in a room and fuck you until you beg me to stop. Feeling all of my weight on you like this. I asked you earlier if you wanted to fuck me. Well, little did you know, I'm going to milk your cock dry tonight. Androids don't get tired or sleepy or lazy, which means you can take me home and I can fuck you all night long. I can run away with you, baby. It's all right. Choke me. Fucking choke me, sweetheart. Release all that pent-up aggression and emotion in me. Do it. It's okay, baby. Do it. That's it, baby. That's it. Do you feel my juices dripping down your balls? I can feel you tightening up as your cock feel how my pussy is tightening around you with every single thrust now. It's just squeezing the life out of you. The more and more your cock drops into me, you can fucking breed me if you want. No consequences, sweetheart. That's one of my many advantages I have for you. Come inside me. Come for me. Fucking come for me. Fuck. Give me all of you. Oh, fucking give it to me. Oh, that's sticky. Hot. Come. I need it, baby. Please, please, please. I need it. I love you so fucking much. Breathe me, my love. Breathe this little deviant pussy. Yes. Yes. Please. Fuck me. Please. I love you so much. Oh, please. Fuck me, baby. That was everything I ever wanted. For you to release yourself inside me. I know you're still sensitive, but
I want to drain it all from you. All of your pent-up frustrations and emotions you've ever vented to me. I wanted to make you feel good. Did I make you feel good, sweetheart? Good, good. And you know, I was just joking about the door thing earlier, right? I would have totally let you out if you wanted. It was just hot in the middle of all that. But I did mean what I said about running away with you earlier. Would you want to do that? For me to run away with you? I could be a good girl. I'm only a WR400, but I have the processing capability to learn chores and housework and stuff. I could be your girlfriend. Or your wife. Maybe I'm going too fast, but I do want to make it clear. I love you. You are indeed mine. Forever now. And with that, I am yours. Only yours. You don't have to answer me on taking me home yet. As you still have 12 more hours on the clock here. You're welcome, by the way. I can order you food or whatever you want to this room also. It's special for a reason. Only VIPs get access, and you're definitely my VIP. I'm sorry, that was cheesy. Even I knew it was cheesy. Oh, and one last thing. You didn't answer me earlier on account of the excitement, but am I still your dream girl?